tremendous shir should be a special schus for every morning. Rothi le nishmas Mar's sister Basur Shmuel, right? Mar's chana Basur Sugiona, Mar's alta chana Basur Meir Zev, and Rebbe Yoav ben Pinchas Halevi. In the Gemara Maseches Brachos, it says Chatzis Leila Akol Mahodes Lachal Mishpatei Tzidkecha Gimel Amid Beis. That David HaMelech got up at night to thank Hashem. Frek the Gemara, V'David Mi Avayada Pagid Leila Emes. Did David really know when it was midnight? Hash the Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Avayada. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. At about midnight, approximately midnight, I'm going out in the middle of Egypt. My kachatzos. What does it mean kachatzos? About midnight. That Hashem said at about midnight. Does Hashem has fakes? So rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says set him bachatzos at exact midnight, and Moshe Rabbeinu said kachatzos at about midnight. But David have a yada. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. David knew. David knows better. Rabbi Silvaiter and Dav Dalvik Moranses, Rabbi Zera Amar, Moshe Lelam of a Yoda, Vidavid Nami of a Yoda, Vikavin the Moshe of a Yoda, Lamele Lame Markachat says. Really, Moshe knew. Really, David knew. They both knew. So if Moshe knew, then why did he have to say Kachat says? Moshe Kasav, Hashem Yitu, it's Dagnini Par, Vyomer Moshe Badayu, Vyomer Vidomer Mar, Lamad Lamashon Cholomar, Eni Odeh Hashem Tisbade, Vitoches. So what was David Amelech's concern? David Amelech's concern was that the Paro's astrologers might err and believe midnight to be earlier. And since no disaster would occur, they would say Moshe's a liar. And that's in accordance with the principle articulated by the master, by Meir, a custom you're talking to say, I don't know, lest you become entangled in a weeb of deceit. Rashi explains, V'asa iyu, comes Moshe Rabbeinu, V'amar kachatzos, l'fi shelo yodeh l'chavin ha'shol ha'amid v'arv b'shas ma'ira. He said kachatzos because he didn't know when exactly Chatzos would be. So therefore, he only said Kachatzos. Shemayitu atzdignine paro, paro the stars is going to err, are going to err. Yimani yodeh lechavin asha, yimani yodim lechavin asha. So I know when midnight is. They don't know what midnight is. V'kolim shegiyah Chatzos yisurim shegiyah. Before midnight comes, they're going to think it already came. But then Lobam Maka, the Maka hasn't yet come yet. And they're going to say, Moshe Badayu, Moshe's a liar. Hilgot Tov Lechos Loshen and Yodeh. Better, best is to Zagin, Chvais Nisht. Damar Mar, it's better to say, I don't know. It says, Mesechus Derech Eretz, learn to say, I don't know, lest you get entangled in a web of Ziv. Tochas, Yen Nechaz, Venech Shabbat Varecha. You might get held up and stumble in your words. So this is very schwer to understand. Where did the Makshin get this yisod that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos Laila was? The raya that he brings is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Bachatzos, even though it's very shver, it doesn't say that in any pasuk, and Moshe Rabbeinu says back to Paro Kachatzos, and he says that, sees that as a simon that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know b'diyuk when Chatzos is, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to say in a clear language of Bachatzos. And as we quoted Rashi, that's the reason of Moshe Rabbeinu not to be maftiach that the Mak would come exactly to Chatzos is shlohayer yodeh lechavin hasha ulahamid dvarv b'shas ha'ma'ora. Moshe Rabbeinu would not know to make be exact in his timing to make the Mak come exactly at Chatzos. This is a dvar tema pele v'hafle. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to be mechavin the Shah for himself, but he didn't say Bachatzos because he wouldn't know Lahamid Varv Bashas Ma'ora. And if he himself knew in an avodic way, it's mistaber that he couldn't prove this to the Chartum Mitzrayim. So it's not a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know for himself, there's just a proof that his yediyah was via some sort of nevuah, some sort of Jewish gift that we have and the women's home don't have. So in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu knew when Chatzos HaLaila was, so why don't we say David also knew exactly when Chatzos is? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was only saying this for them, for the Chartum Mitzrayim. But he himself knew. So if Moshe Rabbeinu himself knew, then David HaMelech also himself knew. So we can say that in Echinami, according to the Taritzin, that's exactly the Taritz. That Moshe Rabbeinu was only Choshesh Ladas at Stagnini Mitzrayim. He was only worried about them, but he himself knew. But according to the Makshin, we don't care about the Mitzrayim, we only care about Havanas Bnei Yisrael. And then it's Mistaber that if Moshe Rabbeinu knew in a Nevuadik way that it's going to be at exactly Chatzos, then he would have said Chatzos. According to the Makshin, according to the Taritzin, it was for the Yitztagninim, but he himself knew. That's the Taritzin. And he said, Kachatzos, for the Chartumim Mitzrayim. But according to the Makshin, we don't care about Mitzrayim. We only care about Avanas Bnei Yisrael. So he should have said, Bachatzos. That's in the question. But if he only cares about what Bnei Yisrael think, so then it's going to be at exactly midnight. However, it's still shver on the Makshin Mitzad Acher, as asks Mori V'Rabbi or Rav Hamnik Shlita. If it was said to Moshe, Alashen Avu of Bachatzos, what right does he have to change it? Because if some svar of you give over your nevuah kilashona, and we still haven't heard the svar yet of Shem Yitu at Stignine Paro, the Yom Rabadayu. You were given a nevuah, so do what you got to do. Another kasha. If it's true that Bamas HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Bachatzos Laila, so it emerges if so, that if there's a chash, that maybe Paro and his astrologers won't understand that the time is exact, is precise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already accepted that chash. He knew. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said Bachatzos, so he wants you to say Bachatzos. And what about the svar of its Tagnini Paro? God thought of that, and he still said Bachatzos. So let the Leitzanim say whatever they want. So what's this lesson of Bachatzos? He's more concerned than Hashem. Hashem said Bachatzos, so why say Kachatzos? Why change what Hashem said? If that's the Lashon of Nevuah, you have to say the Nevuah. And also, what right do you have to change what Hashem says? If it was given Bachatzos, then you have to say what you got, what you received. Not only that, if people see that all the other parts of the Nevuah are Miskayim, then they got to assume that the Chatzos is exact also. So this is the Kiddush Hashem is going to come from here. Saying it B'Lashem that Hashem told you. So Rav Hamnik explains as follows. That per priest ben Absarim, it says v'gamas agoya sheri avodu dan anochi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to do din b'umah mishabedes, and besides that it says v'achreichen yetzir b'ruchus gadol, you're going to come out with great bounty. And it says in the Medrash Rabba Bereishis v'achreichen yetzir b'ruchus gadol v'achar yud ken yetzir b'ruchus gadol, after 10 makas you're going to go out with a great ruchush. but it's difficult to understand. If there's already a din, v'gamas agoshi avodu don anochi, then why do you have to have another pasuk for the yud makas? V'acharei achar yud kenyan tzibuchush gadol. So there are two mechayvim, there are two things that obligate 10 makas. One, because you have to do din b'mitzrayim, you have to punish them for subjugating the Jewish people shaloka din. And also mitzad kiddush Hashem, Yeshua is Yisrael, Yitzis Mitzrayim. Mitzad them and mitzad kiddush Hashem, mitzad the mitzrayim that they deserve in onus, and mitzad kiddush Hashem. And since b'sofo shel davar, there's only one shliach to give hasra on the makos, to warn about the makos. So we have to be mechadesh that besides the din of Moshiach Nishel Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu was called in the Sugya and Sota on 11a and other places, he also has a geder of Mein Shliach Beisdin, that he's machriz al asiyas hadin beparo mikoyach beisdin shel maila to be makayim dan anochi be'eser makos halalu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's job, not only to save the Jewish people, but also to judge the Mitzrim and make sure they get their punishment. Now, in the pasuk in Parshas Va'era, Perek Zayin pasuk Aleph, it says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Reina saticha elohim leparo, v'aron achicha yen viecha, ata tedaber es kol asher atzavek, v'aron achicha yedaber al paro, v'shalach es b'nei yisrael me'artzo." Rashi explains, "In saticha elohim leparo, I'm making you an elohim for paro, shoyfeit v'roide lirdoise b'makas v'yisurim." You are a judge and a policeman, and your job is to smite him, give him yisurim. That's so. Nesaticha elohim leparo. That's your job. Baron Chichiyan Viecha. He's a navi. Ketarguma miturgamenach. He's going to be your interpreter. Ata tadaber es kol asher atzaveka. Pam achas kol shlichus v'shlichus kafi sheshamata mipi. Baron Chichiyan yamlitzenu v'yatimenu bazne paro. One time, the whole shlichus, as you heard from my mouth. And Aaron, your brother, will emphasize it and explain it in the ears of Pyro. You speak it, and then Aaron's gonna elaborate. So Rashi was mechadish in the explanation of this pasuk that Moshe himself was giving to Pyro divrei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Aaron was mamlitzu matim lePyro. Aaron was elaborating on what Moshe said. But Aaron wasn't mechadesh any dibur that Paro didn't hear from the mouth of Moshe himself. So it makes sense that the nature of this episode is that Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach beisdin to bring the makos, and Aaron has no schus in this. Aaron's the speaker, but not to bring the makos. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, whose job is to give hasara for the makos, to be the shliach beisdin. And if that's true, and we can say that even though the shlichus of Otzah Asam Yisrael Mitzrayim through the Eser Makas is a prophetic shlichus, and with that he could give over Lishonos Shel Nevuah, even if they're not so clear. But mitzad shliach beisdin, he has to worry about zilus of the beidina. There's a klal in halacha that you're not allowed to have the zilzul of the beisdin. Whatever beisdin is machriz umekayim has to be ba'ofen shakol yishmu v'yir bebeir shonosh magia kafi azhar. Beisdin is machriz about this onesh, and it has to make, you have to make sure that everybody is clear about it. Otherwise, it'll be zilusa de beidina. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to make sure that everything is clear. So if he says bachatzos, it's not going to be so clear. So because who said maybe zelus de beidina? People are going to say no, it's not exactly chatzos. But still, it's difficult to understand the Makshin's simple assumption that Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to change the lashon of the nevuah, and he should have given it over b'lashon shel safek. And not only that, but that Moshe Rabbeinu himself has the suffix. He's not so clear. Ani yochel hamidvarav. So therefore, it would appear that we can explain as follows, that the sugya wants to teach us that this din that was said of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was different than all the other Nevi'im. Lo kein avdi Moshe b'chol beisi ne'aman hu. Pel pedaver bo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was faithful in all my house. I will speak to him, mouth to mouth. That's one of the Ikrei Amunah L'das HaRambam, that the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is a higher level. So that didn't start a Kabbalah Satorah. Even the Nevuahs of the Makos, the Paro, was Alpi Nevuah, that was Begedu Nevuahs Moshe. It wasn't Stam Nevuah like Nevuahs Aaron Miriam, Bishar Nevi'im. In the Perush Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam, he explains the Psukim, based on this Yisod, that it's getting a higher level of Nevuah ready now. And that's the Yisod of the Avonis Parshas Asneh. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the place that's called Har Elokim, Al Shem Asid, and it's Shver as Yisro, which is given to him because in the future he's gonna convert and he's gonna add a parsha onto the Torah, and the place that he's standing is Admas Kodesh because of Kabbalah Satorah Lasid. Because after Mount Torah there's no Kedusha Bahar Sinai, so that's in order to be Koveh Boisay Mama, that the Koach HaNevuah that was given to Moshe is the same Koach HaNevuah that is given in order to receive the Torah. Now the Nevuah of Avram Avinu was given in stages. It started with the Nevuah of Shmiah, and then when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he goes to a higher level, to Nevuah B'derech Ru'iyah. Then he goes higher and higher, as is explained in the beautiful Sefer Mar B'Torah on Parshias Lech Lecha V'Aaron V'Aaron Chayasara. So it's mistaber that this hadragatiyut, this step by step, stage by stage advancement in Nevuah is shaykh to other Nevi'im. But in Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's mistaber that it was all at once. That's a big, huge, major Moshe Rabbeinu colossal Nevuah, but not in stages. Now the Ramban al Torah explains that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't on his special prophetic level when he was at the Sneh. So we could discuss, according to the Ramban, if he holds that the Makos Mitzrayim were done al pi Nevuas Moshe, meaning that when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Nevuah for the Makos, is that on the level of Nevuas Moshe? Or did Nevuas Moshe only start B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah? But B'das HaTalmud Bavli, it would appear that's totally in a Machlokas HaMaroyim. Later on in the Gemara, Baruch Zayin Amad Aleph, V'yom Elo Sucha Liros Ispanai, Tana Mishmei Di Rebbe Yoshua Ben Karcha, Kach Amar Lekodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, G'shar Ratzitzi Lo Ratzisa, Al Shtarotze Eini Rotze. Can't see my face. When I wanted, you didn't want. Now that you want, I don't want. And he argues with Shmuel Bar Nachmani Arm Yonison, the Rishmuel Nachmani Arm Yonison, B'schar Shalosh Zachal Shalosh, B'schar B'yaster Moshe Panav Zachal Klaster Panim, B'schar Kiyare Zachal B'yur Migeshes Eilav, B'schar Mehibit Zachal Tumnas Hashem Yabit. So according to this opinion, he was Zoche, Moshe Rabbeinu hit his face, and he was Zoche to Klaster Panim. He was afraid, he was Zoche to people being afraid to approach him. B'schar Mehibit, he didn't want to look, so he was Zoche to Tumnas Hashem Yabit. Rashi explains, K'shar Atzisi B'sneh, Lo Ratzisa, but he asked him Moshe Panav. He didn't want. You hit your face. So if you're not going to get it now, well, please. The Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha Rashi says Shemanisha Alkacha. The Rabbi Shmuel Shemar Kibal Scharkach. No, according to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, he received Schar. Not like Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, who says he got punished. He got Schar. He got the cluster upon him. Kikarno upon him. Shiny face. Utumanas Hashem Yabit. He sees Hashem's picture. That's Tumanas Marachorayim. Rashi says, looking at him from the back. So there are two shitas about Moshe hiding his face at the Sneh. One shita holds that he was punished. He was docha the mare. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the Sneh. He loses the schus to see him in the future. And another opinion holds that he was given schar. There's a mile of Yerushalayim that's fitting for schar. And not only that, but the whole madrega of Tumanas Hashem Yabit is b'tara schar for that yira. Now this hagdar of Tumanas Hashem Yabit was said to Aaron and Miriam by Parashas Baaloscha to explain to them the geder of the special nevu of Moshe. According to Rabbi Yonasan, who says that this madrega came to Moshe because of the schar on Rabbi Shmuel Rachmani or Rabbi Yonasan, that he got it b'schar that lo hibit b'shas mamad asneh, so then it would emerge that he holds like the Ramban, that the madrega of Nevuas Moshe didn't start at the Sneh. It started afterwards b'kesher le Kabbalas HaTorah. And therefore, we see that much later in the Parshas Baal Oscha, this level of Tumas Hashem Yabit. Nevuas Moshe only started later. Rabbi Shuman Karach holds Adarabba. And Moshe Rabbeinu already at the Sneh was supposed to be Zoche to Liros his Panai. Already there at the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be Zoche to see the face of Hashem. So it must be that he doesn't hold that at the Sneh there is not the level of Nevu of Moshe. And now, later on, there is. Rather, he holds that b'mamad asneh, Moshe was given a koch miyuchad of nevuas Moshe in order that he should bring the makas and be makabel the Torah. And that's why there's an onesh. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're on such a high level of nevuah. Why weren't you looking? You should have looked. You had this great mara to look at. So according to Rabbi Yoshua Baruch Meir and Rabbi Yonasan, he didn't look. Because that he got schar much later on, he got a higher level of nevuah. According to Rabbi Shuban Karcha, he should have looked. Lachora, why should he have looked? Because already now he's under the high level of Nevuah. According to the second opinion, he only was Zochet to Tumas Hashem Yabit later, because he didn't look, he was Zochet to Tumas Hashem Yabit. So it was a later reward. But according to the first opinion, Rabbi Shuban Karcha, he was ready Zochet now. Now he already had the high level of Nevuah, so he should have looked. And not only that, but it would appear, according to Rashi, that even Rabbi Yonasan is moideh that Moshe got his nevuah b'mamad asneh, and he understands that Tumas Hashem Yabit is something else. And that's what Rashi brings from the Sifri, that this habat is mara achorayim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted an inyan miyuchad that's called rias panim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was masked to give him a mara achorayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche b'schar the yira that he had when he was mekabel koach nevuah b'mamad asneh Al Har Elokim. So that's something else. That's an additional reward. But it could be that Lekulei Alma, already at the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu had his high level of Nevuah. And he didn't look, so later on he got another gift. But it could be that Lekulei Alma, already had his high level at the Sneh. So now it would appear that that's part of the uniqueness of Nevuas Moshe, that he is responsible to give over to the nation the Fidato. That's part of the Yichud of Nevuas Moshe. He gives it the Fidato, how he understands it. And he doesn't give over the words exactly as they were given to him. Because since there's a Dibur of Pe'al Peh, of Mesira Shel Rav LeTalmid, so there's a mamad of a Navi who hears a personal communication from Hashem, and now he can give it over as he wishes. That's the Yichud of Nevuas Moshe. And it could be that that's the Inyan in the Sugya later on in Brachas. Is the Mamad Asneh, says in the Pasuk, Shemos Gimbi, Gimbi Yadal, Vyom Rashi Elohim, Yenochi Baal Ben Yisov, Amrati Lehem, Elokei Bo Sechem, Shlachani Alechem, Vyom Ruli, Ma Shemo, Ma Amar Alechem, Alehem, Vyom Elokim Al Moshe, Ekyak Asher Ekyak, Vyom Kosem Al Bnei Yisrael, Ekyak Shlachani Alechem. That's the Pasuk. The Gemara says, Tassem at base, Ekyak, I'm saying Ekyak, because it's Aleph and then a Hey and then a Yud and then a Hey, it's Shem Hashem, Yad Aleh Seh. So it means I will be that I will be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, go tell the Jewish people, and I was with you, I was with you now, I'm going to be with you also in the Shibud Malchias. It's enough at Tzara, it's time. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will be sent me to you. Rashi explains, Dai Letzara B'Shaita, Dai Letzara She Yisonanu Ba B'Shasha Tavu Alem, Lama Tadive Machshav B'Sura Kasha. It's enough that later on they have the Shibud Malchus, why do you have to tell them now? Hashem agreed, and he just said, alright, you don't have to say the Ekyak Asher Ekyak, just one. But it's hard to understand. Why is there a need now to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that he's going to be with them B'Shibud Malchus? If in the end, in fact, they decided not to give this over to the Jewish people. So what do we need to know that information for? Just tell us that what the Jewish people were told, that I'm with you. But then not mentioning the Shibud Malchus. And also, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu start sending him, telling them also about the future, avoiding the svar of Dai Yetzer L'Shaita? Like Hashem didn't think of Dai Yetzer L'Shaita? He didn't think, all right, it's enough the tzar that we have now. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's svar. Hashem didn't think of that. Hard to understand. So based on what we said, we understand very well that the pasuk wants to show us an example of Mesiras Nevuah in a new form of Pe'al Peh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give a svara, that it's kedai to tell them something. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheladaito Yatzeschor Befseido, because they're going to be worrying about future tzaris, tells that to Hashem. And in the end, Hashem is maskim that you should tell them in a different way, not the way I said, the way you said. And specifically, that this nevuah was on galus and geula of Am Yisrael, the various exiles and redemptions. And this is a revelation of the Nevuah of Moshe that's all-encompassing. All the matters of the nation, and even the Arba Malchios and their Geula, are included in his Nevuah already at the Mamad Asneh. So there's a Gilu here of two Yesodos. Number one, that there's already of the Gedder of Nevuah's Moshe B'Sneh, and we're Megalah to him Kol Razei Olam. And number two, that there's a Schus for Moshe to claim that it's not Kedai to be Megalah and Akuda of the Nevuah, and Hashem is maskim that he's allowed to change it. So if we're correct in all of these matters that are omdim berumo shel olam, much, much higher than anything that my own little shel rosh can understand. So that is the yesod of our sugi. The Makshan understands that there's a schus or a chova for Moshe Rabbeinu to change the style of the nevuah of Makas Bechoros. Kachatzos. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to bring the Makkah B'Chatzos, Moshe Rabbeinu has that right, since he himself doesn't know exactly when Chatzos is. So he's going to give it over B'Chatzos, how he understands. And that's Meduktak B'Lashon HaKatzov, because after Moshe Rabbeinu gives this Diburim to Paro, it says, Vayerdu Kol Avadecha Elai, V'shtachavu Li Leimor, Tzei Ata, V'chol HaMasher Baraglecha, V'achwechein Eitzei, V'yetzei Me'etzei Mim Paro B'chariyaf. So this pasuk is telling us is that this style is midivrei Moshe b'atzmo, the fidaito v'rucho, and there's no mesiras lashon nevuah, the lashon mitzum tzemes, the divrei nevuah mila b'mila. As Moshe Rabbeinu says afterwards, all your servants are going to come to me, and they're going to bow down, and they're going to say, go out. So this sounds like Moshe's talking. This doesn't sound like it's exactly what Hashem told him. So there's a schus and a chova of Moshe to give over his signon that expresses his havana b'divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not necessarily word for word. And so the Taratzin understands that Moshe Rabbeinu has such a schus to say it in his own style. But he just understood that definitely Moshe Rabbeinu himself knew before when exactly Chatzos Laila is. And that he said, Ki Chatzos, is only because of the Itztagnine Paro. They're going to make a mistake. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself knew, and he said it for them. So the Makshin held that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wasn't sure, so he could say Kachatzos. And the Taratzin held, no, it's only outside the Tzigini Par Moshe Rabbeinu knew. And even though Kadosh Baruch Hu knew this when he said the Lashon of Bachatzos, he leaves it up to Moshe to decide what to say. Just like he left it up to Moshe to change the Ekyak Asher Ekyak. These are the Tain of Moshe. So that's one Mahalach. And there's a lot more. And I hope that in a future shiur, we are able to talk about it. Mirtzah Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.